Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show. This is your host, Diana Durrell, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I have a very, very special guest with us, Teresa Reed, also known as the Tarot Lady, and she is going to be joining us tonight to talk tarot, life purpose, and all things related to the energies that are happening right now. And I just want to give a little bit of background, you know, the wonders of the internet. I actually connected with Teresa via a really good friend, Victoria Prozen, who was in my mastermind and told me that I had to meet this woman. And I, you know, I'd heard of her before, but got a reading from her, and it was so accurate and really has helped me so much to get clarity in my life and to get reassurance for all of the things that I maybe knew deep down, but she reaffirmed through the cards. And so tonight, you know, I would love to introduce you to her. And also, for those of you that received the message, you can call in. And the number to do that is 1-857-216-6700. And you can just press 5-star if you'd like to get a reading from Teresa a little bit later on. But for everybody, I'm just going to invite us, because of all this stuff going on energetically, if you can just... taking a nice deep breath.
Conference muted.
And exhaling and just letting anything that's not working for you right now go. Ooh, we see we've got people joining us already. That's awesome. And just setting an intention for yourself for this show. Sometimes we'll get a message from somebody else's question or something that someone says. Just be open to receiving and noticing where you've been maybe not trusting yourself. So to officially introduce Teresa, she is an intuitive tarot reader, a teacher, mentor, and yogi on a mission to take tarot from hippie to hip. I love that. And when she's not reading tarot, she's busy helping broke-ass mystics learn how to create sustainable and profitable businesses. So I just want to give a shout-out to her right away. If you're on Twitter, you can find her at the Tarot Lady or at her website. So without further ado, Teresa, you've been so incredibly patient. Are you there?
I am so happy to be here tonight. Thank you so much for inviting me, Diana.
Of course, of course. So for everyone that's joining us that is new to your work, I'm going to start with the big question, why tarot and how did you get into this whole world?
Sure, that's, you know, it's a question I get asked a lot, and I have to tell you, I kind of got into tarot a little by accident. It wasn't something that I really consciously sought out. What had ended up happening for me is when I was a teenager, like most teenagers, we're trying to find ourselves. And I had a girlfriend, my best friend. In fact, we're still best friends to this day. Her mother was a therapist, but she was also a pianist and an astrologer. And she one day said, hey, would you like me to do your chart? And I thought, wow, sure. And so she sat down and did my chart, and it really actually made a lot of sense to me. And so I started with astrology. And I started reading everything I could on astrology. And actually, by the way, I still have her original astrology book. She passed away many years ago, and I ended up becoming the lucky recipient who got her books. But
I know.
They mean so much to me. They're actually wrapped in plastic because they're falling apart. They're so old. Anyhow, I was in a bookstore one day looking for more astrology books, and I happened to see a tarot deck there. And I thought, oh, I've seen that on, you know, TV. So I thought, ooh, I want to get one of those. I want to see what that's all about. I was a curious gal. So I grabbed a deck, bought it, and started playing around with it. And now you got to know, back then, this was like 1980. So there was no internet, there was nothing. There were very few books and decks available then. And I was in a rural area. So having this deck and really not any information. I had to figure this out on my own. And the wonderful thing with tarot is it really spoke to me. I'm a visual person because I'm hearing impaired. So right away, those images really stuck with me. They grabbed me. And so I just became very devoted to it at 16. And I've been reading now for about 34 years. And
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, a long time. You know, you never stop learning, but I just really had a passion for it and a knack for it. And then it turned into a career kind of by accident, too. And I've been doing it now professionally for about 25 years.
Oh, I love that. And so, I mean, so many of these things that happen on our journey, it's like we get a gift or somebody, like, gives us a book or, you know, we see a sign and we don't think anything of it. And then we look back and see how pivotal that was, right?
Oh, yeah, that. You know, there were two pivotal things for me. It was my friend's mother doing my astrology chart. And then before I went professional, I'd been doing readings a lot, and I was reading at a bar. And I ended up having a large following at that bar because people would come in for that quick little reading while I was bartending. And the pivotal moment for my career was I had people always saying, wow, I'd love to get something more in-depth on this quick little reading. I would pay you for that.
Mm.
And I had mentioned that to my boss, said, gee, I'm thinking about doing this as a business. And he actually told people I would fail. And that was my pivotal moment for my career.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some guys, the idea of a woman doing some kind of a weird career on her own, oh, my God, God forbid. But, you know, if you're a man and you give me a dare, I'm going to be the woman who says, oh, yeah, we're going to see about that. So that was what pushed me into quitting my job. And, you know, I have a wonderful husband. He said, just go for it. And I did. And here I am 25 years later.
I love that. I love that you, I mean, it sounded like you have a little rebel instinct in you, but also just really going for it. I think a lot of times in this spiritual realm, we see a lot of talented readers and healers, but the confidence piece, you know, is shaky, and they don't think that they can do it. And I know that you work with a lot of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
When did you kind of transition into, like, just doing the readings to doing the readings and mentoring, you know, upcoming tarot readers?
Well, my tarot reading is always my number one favorite thing. There is nothing I like better than sitting down and reading someone's cards. It's like solving little puzzles. I feel like a little detective when I do it. And so tarot is always my main love. But the business thing sprang out of seeing a need. I've been doing my work for a long time, and just like you said, and you illustrated this so well, so many people who are healers and mystics and tarot readers and the like, they struggle to make a living doing this. And I know a lot of them have big money issues. They have attitudes about money, or they're scared of technology. There's so many things that hold them back. And what's happened for me, because my career has gone well, is that I've had people, you know, reaching out and wanting to pick my brain. What are you doing? Why is this working for you and not for me? And a couple of years ago, I started doing some little social media classes for local women who are terrified of computers. And they were all gals.
Awesome.
We're beautiful gals. Yeah. And I was just showing them, look, it's not that hard. Let's not get intimidated. So out of that then evolved this thing where I started doing more of the business mentoring and providing products for people who are in mystical industries, because you know what? There's not a whole lot for us. And a lot of times, and I've worked with coaches who are not mystically inclined, and I got to tell you, they don't understand the industry. Tarot business is a very, and mystical business is very different than a straight up business. We have very different types of things we have to deal with and cope with, different types of client issues, different attitudes about money that a lot of regular entrepreneurs don't. And because I've done it for so long, I know this kind of business inside and out with the back of my hand. And I started out, you know, really old school, and I've moved really seamlessly into technology and the internet. I've got a lot of experiences in all of that. And that's really what how that kind of evolved, and there's such a need for it. There's such an incredible need for it, because mystical people, you know, they don't want to talk business or money. They just want to do mystical stuff. They want to heal. And they focus so much on that and not on the business aspect. So what you end up with is a lot of really super talented people who never get out there the way they should, or who don't end up making a viable living, even though they're working long hours. They just don't have the know-how or the business thing. And I have a mission to try to show people it's not that hard. You can do this. If I can do it, you can do it.
I love that. And it's so true. There's definitely a gap in the industry. And a lot of it feels like it's just, you know, sit in a room and manifest your clients. We both know that there's a combination. There's both. There's the, like, business side and marketing, and then the connection to source and why you're doing it.
Well, I always say you need more than positive affirmations to succeed. You need knowledge. You need know-how. You need grit. And, you know, there's another thing that's going around that I find that really does hurt our industry is work has become a four-letter word. And I blame it on these people that are promoting these pipe dreams. I call these people dream vultures. And they're telling a lot of us that, hey, you can find a way to only work 3 hours a week and make six figures.
Mm.
And a lot of times when I mentor people, they're hoping that I'm going to tell them that too. And I always like to say I'm kind of the angel of death for that stuff, because I'm like, no. If you're going to run a business, it is actually work, but it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to crush your spirit or kill you. You can still make it work for you and manage, but you will have to work. Tarot work is not just sitting around tossing a couple of cards and working 3 hours a week. That is not how you're going to make six figures. It requires a lot of dedication to your clients, client care, good marketing, you know, really showing up 100%. So it's not for the people who are looking for easy money or to sit around and hope that somehow passive income is going to bring in six figures without you having to lift a finger. It doesn't work like that.
I love that, just the practicality of it. And I see folks are just, like, on the line, so excited to talk with you. I'm so glad you guys made it.
Yay, they got over here.
They did. So welcome to the show. If you guys are just calling in, I'm talking with the tarot lady, Teresa Reed. And so, Teresa, what is going on in the universe right now? Can you tell us about the whole Venus-Mars thing, or what's coming up that we're going to be aware of?
We have got so many funky things going on right now. Let's talk about this Mercury retrograde. And by the way, what we're doing tonight, talking on this other line other than BTR, this is a perfect example, though, of the Mercury retrograde. Mercury is turning retrograde on the 17th. It's going to be retrograde for about 3 weeks. And what Mercury retrograde does is the planet basically kind of slows down its orbit. So to the human eye, it looks like it's going backwards. Retrograde doesn't mean the planet's going backwards. It's just slowing down their orbit. And Mercury goes retrograde about three times a year. And what it does is it tends to affect Mercury-ruled things like communication, technology, and travel. So it can create issues in those things. And some people don't believe in it, but I got to tell you, we are the living example right now of tonight, and we're in the shadow period of the Mercury retrograde, which is about 2 weeks before it actually goes retrograde. And I find for me, and maybe it's because I have six planets in my astrology chart ruled by Mercury, but I always find the shadow period is worse than when it actually happens. It's kind of like PMS.
Mm.
And then when the retrograde actually happens, it's like, oh, thank God, now we know what to do with. But retrogrades are perfect for reviewing, reflection. They're a wonderful time to really look at where you need to renovate and where you need to fix things. This is my favorite time of the year, by the way, to do a little retreat and to look at my business and how it's going and what's working and what's not working, and then to really start crafting my plan for the next year. A retrograde is a great time to be doing retreats and things like that. So we have that, why not? And we have Venus retrograde for a couple of weeks, but it's direct now. And so what we're going to be seeing is, like, relationships start to smooth out. However, the Mercury retrograde means we still have to work on our communication. So I would advise people, whether you're in a relationship or not, really be mindful of your words. Communicate with clarity and honesty. Don't do passive aggressive. Don't do that. It never works anyways, but it's especially not going to work with this particular Mercury retrograde. We also have two eclipses happening in September. We have an eclipse happening on the 13th. We also have another eclipse on the 27th, and eclipses are great for kind of like cleaning house. So those are two dates to think about. What do we want to let go of? What am I ready and willing to release? What needs to go? The solar eclipse in Virgo, which is the one that's happening this weekend, is really more about our work and our health. So think about where's a change I need to make there. And the lunar eclipse, which happens on the 27th, is in Aries. And this could really shake up relationships and partnerships and also legal matters. So, you know, of course you want to look at your own astrology chart to see where you're being affected, but these are things to pay, these are dates to pay attention to.
I love that. I love that. So really about reviewing, about going, you know, back to the past and seeing what gets to stay, what gets to go, and then just clear communication, even in the face of, you know, snafus and, you know, people's, like, weird energy or whatever's happening.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing with astrology and tarot, I want to make sure I make something very clear. Some people, when they come to readers, they expect that they're going to get some guarantee about what their future is like. And the future is actually very pliable. But there's always energy happening because we're energetic beings. I mean, think about this. The moon controls the tides of the ocean, right? And the ocean is mostly made of water. Well, so are we. So we do get affected by things like the moon, the lunar cycles, and all that stuff. Energy is energy. And the trick for astrology and tarot, well, not that there's a trick, but what they're doing is they're showing how the energy is operating. And once you know how the energy is operating, you can work with it instead of against it. So for me, with the retrograde, I don't right away throw in the towel and say, well, I guess I'm screwed. I can't do anything now. No, I know that there's a possibility there may be a tech snafu, so I make sure I have a plan B. I also am aware then that I want to be more mindful of my driving. And this particular retrograde, mindful of my communication.
Mm.
Work with the energy. And that's what tarot readers and good astrologers, that's what we're here to help you guys to do. We're here to show you this is how the energy is operating. This is what may happen. But you still, as a responsible human being, can find a way to work with that energy to make better conscious choices. And when we are living consciously, our lives become magic. They become wonderful.
So true. I love that. And so before we take a few callers, first, if you all would like to get a mini reading, we can maybe pull one card, if that's okay with you, Teresa.
Yep, we'll do one card. I call those drive-by readings.
That's perfect. Yes, if you would like to get one of those on your phone, I believe it's 5-star. So if you do want to do that, go ahead and press 5-star now so we can see your hands up. Okay, so I would like to give you the floor before we do that. What do you have coming up? You mentioned a retreat. I saw on your website that you are doing a retreat next month. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I am. I'm doing a mini retreat. Last year I did a really big long weekend one. And this year I'm, like, really paring down some things with the business mentoring that I'm doing. So I'm doing a very mini retreat. It's going to be a one-day affair where we are working with astrology and tarot and meditation to really do some masterminding and planning out business years. And I'm going to be teaching the gals who are signing up exactly how to lay out their years for success. And that's working with the planets, but it's also when you have a mastermind, you've got this wonderful opportunity to sit with other people and toss your ideas out there, and people can give you feedback, and I think that's super important. We're going to have a lot of fancy food, and the doors for this
retreat,
I love to eat. Oh, it's called the Soulful Proprietor Retreat. This is going to be the last retreat I do, so this is it. Yes, I'm moving on to other things. I've got other things up my sleeve. And I'm a Gemini. We never do the same thing twice. That's why last year I did a big event, and somebody said, oh, yeah, you're going to do this again. I said, no, I'm going to do something different. And so this will be my little swan song for the retreats. So I'm going to be closing that out. The doors close on the 16th. And the other thing that I just launched is a new e-course called Get in Charge. And this e-course, it's only $21. It is created specifically for spiritual business owners and service providers who are having trouble making money. I like to say this is for people who are sick of overgiving and under-earning. So it's a
21-day, oh, I love that.
Yes, it's a great program. I've been getting some wonderful reviews on it. $21, 21 days, and each day you get this wonderful lesson about money. And also I have soundtracks for each day.
Oh, so fun!
Yeah, it's a really fun money jam and a really fun but informative money program that is going to help, you know, my peeps really get cool with their money and learn how to do things like get clear on their number, lock down money policies, learn about when to give a discount, when not to, how to make peace with your taxes. So there's a lot of stuff in there. It's really packed with good stuff.
I love it. And I just, you know, I want to say that I got the course and I'm enjoying it immensely, especially the little money jams. I do a little dance in my home office, and it's kind of how I, you know, it's my little professional development for the morning. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. It's fantastic.
Well, the one thing I like to tell people is I'm actually very musically, I'm not musically talented. I have absolutely no, that's one thing, Diana, I'm but I love music, and I'm obsessed with it. And there's always music playing in our house, and my husband's a musician, and my son is a musician. I've always hung out with musicians all my life, so music is in my veins. I just don't have any talent. But I have an encyclopedic mind of music, and so it's really fun for me to always have soundtracks and jams for the stuff I do. So I had a lot of fun picking songs for this program.
Awesome. And can you just give your website out again and your Twitter?
Sure. My website is www.thetarotlady.com. And Twitter, my handle there is thetarotlady. You can find me on a lot of social media places like Instagram, too. It's always thetarotlady. So I'm pretty boring
awesome.
And easy to find. Consistent.
Consistency is good.
Consistency
is really good. Okay, so again, this may be a Mercury retrograde thing. I'm going to go ahead and go down the line of the numbers I see here. If for whatever reason you do not want a reading, just stay silent on the line and I will keep going. But my computer has a mind of its own tonight. So I believe this is Chicago. Area code is 337. If you would like a reading, just one card with Teresa, just say hello. If not, just keep that mouth shut. Hello? Okay. Going one.
We may have a quiet group tonight. You know, it's just, I'm telling you, retrograde action.
It's so true. Okay, let's go to 832. I think this is Texas. I'm not sure. We will find out. Hello?
Hi, Deanna. It's Deja. How are you?
Hello, Teja. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just managed to see the update on Facebook just in time to catch the show, so I was excited about
that. Awesome. Would you like Teresa to pull a card for you?
Yeah, that would be great. Hi, Teresa. Good to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too. What would you like, what would you like to ask the card tonight?
I need some direction for my next career. So any help with that would be great.
Okay, so what are you currently doing, just to have an idea?
So I was actually just previously working as a physician assistant.
Okay.
And I was kind of like very much overworked, and I was hearing the conversation about, you know, how it's not really practical to have a 3-hour work week and things like that. And not that I was going for that, but I'm trying to go for a bit more work-life balance than what was going on before. So I was working about 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, plus about 7 to 8 hours on the weekend.
Oh, that's not a life.
Yeah. So now I kind of want something with a little bit more work-life balance so I can spend more time on spirituality and my other hobbies. So.
Right on.
So what would be a thing for me career-wise for my next move?
Okay, well, the card I pulled for you is the Seven of Pentacles. The Seven of Pentacles shows a figure who is leaning over a garden like a rake, and he is looking right now at all the stuff that is growing around him. And this card really is representing that right now your direction for what your next move is not going to be clear for a while. This shows you need to take a strategic step back and look at the areas where you've already planted some seeds and see where is something growing right now. For example, if you are already interested in maybe doing, let's say, spiritual work, you may have already started doing things like taking classes and that, and there may be something that's kind of growing there. But nothing's coming yet to fruition, and that means that a major change is not quite ready to come to the surface just yet. You have a lot more digging around to do around this before you can actually make a move. So I'm going to pull another card. We have the King of Pentacles. Now, King of Pentacles, kings tend to be masters. They tend to be people who have their own thing going on. And these two cards indicate that what you may be wanting to focus on is, what is something that I could do myself? What is something that I could do, a talent that I have, that I could do all on my own? Like perhaps your own business or your own thing that you could do, like even a hobby that you could turn into a business. There's something right around you that you've already been playing around in, but it needs more time to develop. So your next move is not going to happen immediately. There's a lot more thinking and planning, and also these two cards indicate it might be wise for you to get some guidance with like a person who specializes in career development to help you to take what you have now and manifest it into something different. So what I see here is your next move right now is a little bit uncertain because you still have a lot of noodling to do around it.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You should look towards doing your own thing. I think you might be much happier with that, and you can control then the way your life is going to run.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teza. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear from you too, Deanna.
Thanks for calling in. She is so adorable. Okay, so we just have
a
few minutes.
Such a great voice.
I know. We have a few minutes, and I would like to just have you share any tips that you have for our listeners who are interested first in doing this work professionally, and then maybe a general message for everyone else about, you know, how they can support themselves during this next cycle.
You mean the next astrology cycle or just?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that first. The best thing that you can be doing to really support yourself during this cycle right now is to really make sure that you are having some quiet time. Quiet time every day is really going to serve you well. And if you can spend that quiet time just doing some centering work every day, what you're going to find then is you are going to be a lot more mindful about the actions and the words that you choose. You're also going to be a lot more mindful of your reactions when, for example, technology doesn't work. If you have really good centering for the next month, just a little something every day, what you're going to find is that you're operating then from a really good, like, middle ground. And that is the ideal thing that you want to be seeking during this period, especially because this particular Mercury retrograde, it's got all this Libra energy. So what is the deal with Libra? Well, Libra is always about balance. So seek the middle ground by balancing yourself out every day, and you're going to sail through that a lot more mindfully. And by the way, that's good life advice. A little meditation, a little quiet time every day, it really sets you up so that you can operate totally present and totally aware. And that's really the key to life. The more present and aware you are, the better your life is going to be. And that even means being present and aware during the really hard times. You're going to have a lot better time if you're dealing with a hard time and you're centered and mindful than if you are operating from panic. So that's the right advice for how to manage this upcoming cycle, but that's really good life advice. Now, as far as doing this professionally, the first thing that I recommend is to make sure that you get a couple of years practice underneath your belt. You don't just get a deck of cards and all of a sudden say, I'm a tarot reader, because you really want to get some good experience reading for people and for different life scenarios. That's going to be really important. I recommend doing as many readings as you can for a good few years with as many diverse situations and people as you can, because that's going to make you a better reader. Then once you really feel confident, the next thing that you have to do is really learn some good basic business skills. And I got to tell people, it's not that hard. You know, my dad forced me, I have to laugh, my dad forced me to take all these little classes in high school, and I thought, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to be some artist or something. I'm going to be, you know, hang out with my and but I took them anyways for whatever reason, you know, don't want to make dad mad. And ironically, I was quite good at those classes, and it really came in handy as an adult because when I did start my business, I didn't have an MBA, but I had all those little basic skills that I learned way back in high school. So I just want to point this out for a reason. Basic skills. If you can learn basic bookkeeping, get a nice basic website, real simple marketing things, that's really the cornerstones to having a good solid business. So I would recommend take some basic business classes, read some information. There's lots of good stuff out there on the web, free stuff on the web too. Learn those basic business skills while you are learning your skills as a reader and as a healer, and you'll be able then to have a solid business that's run like a business, but you'll also have the skills as a compassionate reader to really be good at your work. And the last piece of advice to that, never stop learning about your craft or about business, because you never really master your work, ever. I don't care when people use those titles, girl master, I don't believe that. You're always going to learn something. And with business, you still have to also keep learning, because my business now, Diana, looks radically different than it did 20 years ago. If I was running a business, if I was running it 20 years ago, I'd be a very broke tarot reader. So, keep learning, people. Stay curious. And you're going to be a great reader, a great healer, and a good business person, too. You can be all of them.
Oh, that's great advice, Teresa. Thank you so much for just sharing your wisdom with us, being open, and just for being you, because I really feel like you embody a great combination of, you know, the spiritual and the practical, and the world needs more of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here. It's been a real honor, and I'm glad we got through our little technology stuff, and we found our workaround. This has been fabulous, and we've been an example of grace under Mercury retrograde in action.
Absolutely. So hang on the line for just a minute, Teresa. Everybody else, good night. Thank you so much, and I will talk with you soon.